respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Sahib, I hope you are in the best of health. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala bless us all, and may Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to benefit from the discourses. And Allah ta'ala take Marcus Sahaba to the greatest of heights, and let the entire world benefit from the beautiful lessons of Marcus Sahaba. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan for all the du'as. We thank our brother, yeah, also Boneface. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Zulhijjah, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 35, Surah Fatir, and verses 31 and 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the glorious Quran, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So this Quran Sharif, which we have sent to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-kitab. So kitab refers to the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, who will haq. 100% it is the truth. The 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 sections in ruku. So everything came from Almighty Allah, and it is the truth. La rayba fi, as mentioned in the beginning of chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, there's absolutely no doubt in it. Muswaddiqan lima bayna yaday, it has come to confirm and it has come to entrench whatever books were sent before it, the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil. So all the previous scriptures came from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed them, bimash tuhfidhu alayh, that you, the rabbis, you, the priest, you, the pope and the pastors, you must be the one to protect it and guard it. Alas, what they did, they went to corrupt it. You see the Jutlas, that how they corrupted the text of the Torah. You see the Christians, how they went to corrupt the text of the Bible and the Injil and so forth. And thereafter, you see, there is not a single Hafiz. We challenge the Jews, we challenge the Christians, we challenge people of every faith. Show us the divine book and scripture which you possess, and show us any one person, only one, who will read it in the original language as it was sent to the respected prophet and messenger of that time. They cannot produce that. And Almighty Allah states that bimash tuhfidhu min kitabillah, they were given and entrusted this task to guard their divine scripture. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 44. And for the Quran Sharif, we can produce for you 1 million, 2 million, 5 million people, male, female, adult and children, Arab and non-Arab. Show us who can do that. Just one person. You can't even present that. You got so many different versions of your Bible and Torah that even the virgins are confused. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us of the noble Quran, chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Verily, definitely, surely, we reveal this reminder piecemeal, gradually. And wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And surely we will preserve it, protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. O Hafiz, O my daughter, Hafiza, Allah Jalla Wala loves me and you so much. He gave us the title which belongs to Him exclusively, Hafizun. So we become Hafiz and Hafiza. So let us understand that that is the divine way of protecting and preserving the noble Quran and its pristine purity. So Muswaddiqan lima bayna yaday, it came to confirm the previous books and scriptures, not to contradict it. But today, if you look at it, you will see contradictions. Why? Because the rabbis, the priests, the pope, they came and corrupted the text themselves. Inna Allah bi ibadihi la khabirun basir. Verily, Almighty Allah for His servants, He is all aware. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him. And Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing, basir, He is all seeing. Now Almighty Allah mentions for me and you, for Ummati Muhammadiyya, your Ummat al-Tawheed, for this Ummah, me and you, what does Almighty Allah say? We have become three categories, but each one will go to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, inshaAllah. Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, we find as time progresses, أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا. Then we made the Muslims the heirs. We gave it to you. What we gave to you? أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا. That book, you must remember, which we selected, and we gave it to who? Min ibadina, to some of our servants. Those who believe in a messenger, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they believe in the message, the Quran Sharif itself, from the inner recesses of their heart, they believe in it. So now, from three categories. First one, فَمِنُهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِي. And some of them, they oppress themselves. That they'll do the fara'is, they'll commit major sins, and they will commit, you understand, various types of vices and sins. But sometime they'll make tawbah and so forth. So eventually Allah will forgive them also. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. And some of them choose the middle path, that they do virtuous actions, good actions, but they do vices also. But less than the first group, remember that, they commit major sins also. So they are going in a middle path, middle course. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And some of them are in the forefront, and always in the first, بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, in the charity, in the righteous deeds and actions, in salat, in siyam, and in hajj, in umrah, and doing good to people, Muslim, non-Muslim, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. All does not happen because of our degrees, but because of the decree and permission of Almighty Allah. So everyone will go to Jannah, but the rank will be slightly different. But once you enter Jannah, remember, all the worries, sorry, everything will disappear. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي سُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ. So we will remove the malice, rancor, hatred once they enter Jannah and Paradise. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضُلُ الْكَبِيرُ. And all three of them will enter Jannah, and once they enter Jannah, so that is the grace, the majestic grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We enter Paradise with the fadl and rahmah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And people enter Jahannam, the hellfire, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah, that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First we make dua for our brother Abu Yusuf and our brother Junaid Khan. So I wanted to say Junaid Khan or Jinnat Khan, you know, we don't know. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa. So our brother Bonface is standing in here. He's doing good job also. So Allah Ta'ala reward him also, and Allah grant all those brothers, sisters, children who are ill and sick, siha, afi, good health, and Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, we find that this is what's happening in different parts of the world. 4th of Zulhijjah, 1445, GG, Gaza genocide, day number 249. Hamas accepts the ceasefire immediately that is proposed by the United States. So in the Security Council, remember 15 members, 14 voted yes, Russia abstained. So they said, they put the ball back in the court of Israel. Israel is faced with two problems. Number one is, they say, when everything is done and dusted, then Hamas cannot control Gaza. Who the hell are you to come and tell us what we must do? Didn't you speak about democracy? Didn't you speak about human rights? So how can you tell us who must run the show there in the Gaza Strip? Go to hell, you men. So you must remember, you America, Israel, Britain, you are the triangle and the axis of evil and the biggest terrorist. This is your illegitimate child. And second one is Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, knows very well, when everything is done and dusted, there must be elections, he will lose the elections. Yesterday, the Haaretz carried the article that only 15% support him, hence it will be a disaster for him. Once he loses the elections, then the next thing is corruption trial starts, and then thrown to straight to prison. So that is what will happen, and that's his concern. They all are crooks and criminals, remember these leaders, and according to us, they are big, big war criminals. So here we have there two drones of the Israelis crashed, and well done to Hezbollah. We call them Hezbo Shaitan. They're doing a splendid job. They cleaned up the whole northern Israel. They are Shias, they are Kufar, but on this score, the harm they're causing to Israel is very, very good, and we support them. Five people, Jutlas and Jutlis, wounded in northern Israel because of the drones coming in from Lebanon. So very good. Any Jutla, Jutli gets injured or killed, we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. We're very, very happy about that. In Haifa, one of the ships still burning, and some of the crew are dead also. So well done again to Hezbollah. Remember that in the Red Sea. The Red Sea has become very, very unsafe, and now they shot and they're putting drones right inside Israel in Haifa and so forth. Well done, well done. The Serbs are biggest haramis. We remember 1994-95 when they were raping our women wholesale there in Bosnia and murdering our people. United Nations allowed that. We don't have confidence in any one of them. No United Nations, no United States, no United Kingdom. Whole lot haramis, if you ask me. So they are pigs with lipstick on their lips, remember, as said by George Galloway. So that's the words of George, and I echo his sentiments. So the Serbs are selling arms to Israel, and it's spiking, it's increasing all the time. So al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, both parties, khabith, impure, immoral, and remember Satan, Lucifer's children. Two Israeli police charged with throwing grenades to Palestinians without any reason. So this is because the world is paying attention to who the real terrorists are and so forth. So Israeli soldiers injured and Jutla shot Jutla. Now you see, the Israeli army diaper force wanted to shoot the Palestinians, so the one Jutla soldier shot the other Jutla soldier. Alhamdulillah, let them kill one another, what we care. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed, tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta, thalika bi'annahum qawmul la yaqilun. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verse number 14, among themselves there's big, big wars, and you think they're united, but they're hearts are totally fragmented because they are a nation who got no akal and no brains. Listen to this story, you South Africans, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. After last night's program, so many people sent me messages and I knew nothing about it. One of the agents, I contacted him and he gave me the whole story. Now listen to this. South African Hajj agent runs a scam, and one couple were deported from Saudi Arabia, from Jeddah. They arrived yesterday back in South Africa. The couple are from Kelvin, and the names also we have, and we have the name of the agent also. So all of you who have received this, you should name him, shame him, and nail him. And you, the couple, this is my fatwa I issued last night, and somebody recorded it, and I sent that portion out as well for 3 minutes or so. It was the response. You should go and ensure you sue him, you name him, shame him, and you recover all your money and expenses. Remember that for all the trouble. Get some sharpshoot lawyer and inshallah he will easily pull it off, because not going on for 1-2 years, for years this is going on. What scams they are pulling with the Muslims, Hajis and pilgrims and so forth. Listen to this, you Jutlas and Jutlis. I'm sending it out this morning. You will receive it, inshallah, in your groups and on your Telegram. And sometimes the articles are so long, we can't send it on X and Twitter. Haaretz newspaper says the end of Zionism is very, very near. The end of Zionism is very, very near. Allahumma alayka bi sahayina ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, decimate these Jutlas and Zionists and send them to the scraps of history and straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. 7,000 Palestinians will be performing Hajj this year, courtesy of the king. Well done, king. So you better do all good deeds before you land up somewhere else, because you know you made a big mess by choosing your good for nothing son, as the murdered bin Shaitan. So this is a good gesture on your part. You should have invited more, but 7,000 also is okay. The first Hajj baby to be born, his name is Muhammad, to a Nigerian couple. So the mother is in perfect good condition, they tell us, and baby Muhammad is doing well, and he is the first Hajj baby. MashaAllah. Allahumma ij'alhu salihan taqiyan qurrata ayunin lilwalidain. Allah make him a means of hidayah, and Allah make him the coolness of his parents, grandparents' eyes. French elections is before the Olympics, and this is concerning and troubling the mayor of Paris, of Paris. The French say Paris. And remember, all the left-wing parties are getting together now, because the right-wing are getting stronger and stronger. So there are a lot of things still going to happen in France, remember that. Not that Macron is some friend of ours, he's a big harami as well. Modi is the guy from India, you see. So he is the butcher of Gujarat. He murdered and raped, you must remember, so by meaning his commandment. So the Muslims there in Gujarat and so forth. So what happens is the key ministers are reappointed by him, and all of them anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, and they want the Muslims to be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens. Allah have mercy on them. The helicopter or the aircraft of the deputy vice president of Malawi is still missing, so he is assumed dead. Al-Mautu Hukman, assumption of death. So the president says he will leave no stone unturned to try and locate where that aircraft, helicopter has landed and where they have perished and so forth. So nowadays it seems very funny, you know, that so many helicopters and all of them. So now we know what happened in Iran, we know what happened in Malawi, we know what happened in other places. So Bibi the terrorist, you must remember, so they got the big cartoon there. King Charles is opening something, and when it opens, so then is written, Bibi Netanyahu, the biggest terrorist on earth, arrest him immediately. Well done to the people who made that cartoon or whatever you. The German police target a 6-year-old boy. Can you believe this? You are the haramis. You went to kill the Jews, 1 million, less than 1 million, and now the Jutlas are murdering, remember, killing the Palestinians who got nothing to do with it. Now when a Palestinian boy or a Muslim youngster, Arab youngster, 6 years old, carrying the Palestinian flag, you want to intimidate the mother and you want to harass the young boy and so forth. You the Jutlas, who whole lot should be packed up and sent back to Germany. So that is what justice should be. So you Germans must talk last. You must remember that. Why must the Palestinians or the Muslims pay for your crimes? You explain that to us. Whole lot should be packed up and then sent back to your from Israel back to Germany. The activists smash windows of the Barclays branches there in UK, from London right to Edinburgh. And you see, even in Australia, they are all activities going on. They're painting the buildings red and so forth. With the blood of Gaza, the world is standing up. The world is speaking. The global narrative has changed. The Israeli Haaretz newspaper writes that now, with the surge in the right-wing governments that have won in the European elections, so that is good for Israel. Nothing is good for Israel. The whole world knows for 76 years, and before that also, before the establishment of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, you had the Irgun gang, you had the Stern gang, you had the Haganah gang, all of them terrorists massacring the Palestinians. This was before the birth of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. For 76 years and plus, remember, you were, you are, you always will be terrorists, but it was hidden because your politicians used to hide it. Now in this digital age, they can't hide anything. And the people, well done you activists, paint everything red, smash all these windows of all these supporters of Israel, and go to their embassies and the consulates and so forth, and show them your disdain and hatred for them and so forth. Approximately 40 people died, and they were on the way to Aden, Aden, that's in Yemen, and mostly people from Habasha. They want to leave Africa and go to the rich Gulf states. So the easiest way and port of entry is Yemen, and now their boat and all that capsized, big winds, strong winds and so forth. So very tragic incident, remember that. So inshallah, today you should know the following. So Dawood Monli will be in Stenger today, inshallah, and tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you can liaise with him, with Dawood Monli, and liaise with Brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, mashallah, they're working together. And those of you in the triangle, Heidelberg, Balfour, Nigel, so remember, Fahmi Mal is coming your way tomorrow, Wednesday. Not today, Wednesday is coming, so pass the word around. And Fahmi Mal will come there. He'll charge you 100 then per decoder. And next week, Wednesday, that is after Eid, inshallah, he will be in Pretoria as well. And you Muslims in Durban, you esteemed listeners of Ansar, you should pack the court. You know that bear, the guy who killed and murdered our sister, our mother, Mrs. Halima Hussein, rahimahullah, Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus, Allah grant her husband, her son, all of them, siha, afia, shifai, kamil. So the court will be in action today, and bear will be there. So he must bear the consequences, remember that. We must never allow these jutlas to get away with it. Our program, so today, 8:30 to 9, will be Maulana Musa Lahir will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, inshallah al-Aziz. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And all the hajis, they are very busy now. 99% of them, South Africans, are there in Azizia. And then on Friday, they will proceed to Mina. 89 South Africans are in the prison and jails today in Jeddah or Makkah, Medina, wherever Allah knows. I spoke to the agent yesterday. He said, according to him, he knows of 8 or 9 who are in prison because of all this illegal permits or illegal visas or some unda danda they did, you know. So how can you do all these things also? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يذل نفسه. It's not permissible for a Muslim person to go and disgrace himself. The stain will remain with you, just like Saral, the pa'ala remains, just like with those maulvis and sheikhs and imams and muftiyas, I can't call them muftis, who closed the masajid 5 days and all that before. So the government said so, so the stain will remain with them till death, and will write on their graves that these are the people who closed the masajid. That is the shame, Quran says. Surah 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is humiliation and disgrace in this world and in the year after, a grievous, horrible, terrible punishment. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us. Ji Maulana, we have 17, 18 minutes. Let's move it up, inshallah, with a quick Q&A, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Why are the ulama not declaring leader of Hamas as Amirul Mu'mineen and no call for jihad?
So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what we are doing now is jihad. So jihad doesn't mean you must, AK Hussein must pick up an AK-47. Jihad in your language, you are a vepari, you are tujar, you are businessman, you belong to the corporate world. I gave you in 3-4 languages there. So remember, you have the holding company, and then you have the subsidiaries. So that is how you will understand. Jihad is a generic term. So ta'alim, ta'allum, teaching people is jihad. Going for salat, fajr time, other time, for the men in the masjid, women at home is jihad. Dawat and tabligh, you invite non-Muslims to Islam. You go and remind Muslims of our duty. So that is jihad. You're earning halal income. You go to your job, your shop, to your farm. So that is jihad. One component, one subsidiary of jihad is qital, that you fight. So remember, in South Africa, who must we fight? You're living like kings here. So remember that there's no jihad here in South Africa. And if you say we must go and fight there, you must remember in Palestine and so forth, which government will allow you to go there? All these Arab tenpot dictators, your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, and your Egypt, and Morocco, and Bahrain, all of them blocking. Taliban should be there long time. They even told them, if they hudud, open your borders. These haramis, murtads will not open. So we need to be practical. We can't declare him as Amirul Mu'mineen because he does not have the authority. They want to kick him out of Qatar and so forth. So they declared, you must remember, there in Afghanistan, the leader Amirul Mu'mineen for Afghanistan, not for the whole world. When Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu comes, then he will become the Khalifa, and that is why the Saudi kingdom are building all the Dajjali things. They think that building the white palace there outside Medina will help them. They think that bootlicking the Americans and Israel will help them. Nothing will help them. Their kingdom is destined to fall very, very soon. Allahumma ahlik ali Saud kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. So everything based on batil must fall. Every falsehood will perish. So you should know the sequence of events. It's a pipe dream to think you will have a Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. Now it will never happen till Hazrat Mahdi and Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam appear.
Mufti Sahab, I was scammed of 7,000 rand. I am so worried of what they have done to me. I'm trying to get help. Shukran, Mufti Sahab.
Allah Jalla Wala always protect us. Keep on reading chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam telling, informing his beloved sons, go. And فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Leave Palestine, go to Egypt. And Allah is the best protector. He Almighty Allah alone is the exclusive one and supreme being, who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 12, verse 64. Always pay our zakat timeously and pay more and more zakat. Hassinu amwalakum bis zakat. Protect your wealth with the payment of zakat. Hadith mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Give out charity every day. Inna sadaqata latutfi'u ghadab al-rabbi. When you give out charity, it will extend extinguish the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. Wa tadfa umitat as-saw, and it will repel an evil death. Hadith sahih, authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. I know for you 7,000 is a lot of money, so you must contact the bank and all these people, remember that. And you know these people here who are scamming, they know how to do it and so forth, and they have inside context as well. Allah alone protect us. See, I spoke to that agent last night and asked him all the questions. We were speaking on WhatsApp, you know. So I asked him how much money this agent took, you understand, from these Hajis who were deported. That's what he told me. 380,000. You should sue him, remember that. That's what I will do. So that you make them one proper example and so forth. And you go to every media and take all your details. What? We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, please advise, can we keep these 10 days fast if we have qaza fast? Or do we make intention for qaza first?
Remember that life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. Allah will not ask us whether we kept the sunnat fast, nafil fast, voluntary fast. Allah will definitely ask us regarding the compulsory salat and namaz and prayer. Allah will definitely ask us of the compulsory siyam and roza and fast. I give you in different languages so there's no confusion. So priority must always be given to qaza. So now tomorrow, Wednesday, you want to fast. So you must make intention at night, I'm keeping qaza fast only. You can't go and combine that you say tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday, I'm fasting qaza and I'm making intention for the Zulhijjah fast. That is not permissible according to majority scholars. The Shafi'is, they allow it, but Hanafis, Hanbalis and them, they say it's not permissible. So therefore, we should do that independently. If you do keep your fast, let's say today you are fasting and you made intention of Zulhijjah fast and you got qaza, your Zulhijjah fast will be valid. We don't say it won't be valid, but we say that that is a system that you have not understood the priorities of life. A person has debts, right? Simple example I give you. You're a businessman, you have debts. You have to pay the merchants, the wholesalers who supplied you with the goods, with the hardware, clothing, uniform, whatever you can think of. And you're not paying them on time, but you're giving the money to the madrasa, to the darulum, to the masjid, and so forth. So that is not right. You must remember, you must pay your merchants first, pay your debts first. But you see, we want to massage our ego. People will say, oh, very good. You gave the madrasa 10,000, you gave the masjid 20,000, you gave the darun 30,000, like that. So that is our problem. We want credit and praise from people, although that we are violating, encroaching on the laws of Islam. So that is why the law of al-aham fal-aham comes, the law of priorities. Every Muslim must give the first preference whether it comes to salat, all the qadha must be read. Whether it's siyam, our fasting, all the qadha must be observed and kept. Then you worry about your sunnat and nafil. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, is it okay to say only Bismillahi Allahu Akbar when slaughtering?
If you just say Bismillahi Allahu Akbar or Bismillahi Wallahu Akbar before your sacrificing, slaughtering, the qurbani will be halal, your aqiqa animal will be halal and so forth. But better desirable sunnah is you read the dua which is enshrined in the noble Quran, and this is taught to us by Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifan wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilur Rahman, so remember Khalilullah. Allah says follow him also, fattabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifa, so follow Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. His name nami ismi grami honorable name mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran, chapter 14 dedicated to him. This is the dua Allah, you should read chapter 6, Surah An'am, verse 79. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi. So I turn my focus, my body, my face, my anatomy to that Supreme Being, Allah, the one and only. Fatara samawati wal arda hanifa. Fatara. You're doing Surah Fatir, chapter 35. فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَيْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ مِثَالٍ سَابِقٍ. The originator, you want to build a house, you want to build a mansion, so you look at this specimen, you look at this diagram, you look at that. Allah created the universe without any diagrams, without any specimens. He was, He is, He will always be the only Khaliq and the only Malik, the only creator and the only owner for all times, all places. So He created and originated the heavens and the earth and the entire universe. Hanifa. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, I'm Hanif. I turned away from all the false ideologies and I turned to You alone, O my beloved Allah. Wa ma ana min al mushrikeen. I am not from the idol worshippers and polytheists. Chapter 6, verse 79. Therefore, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi Salatu salam, Allah speaks, chapter 3, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wama kana min al mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he was not a Jew, he was not a Christian, he was not an idol worshipper or a Hindu. So what were you, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? Walakin kana hanifan musliman. He was Hanif. He turned away from all the falsehood. And Muslim, one who submitted, surrendered to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Chapter 3, verse number 67. Tawheed. So read that, my brother, sister, before you sacrifice and slaughter. And if you know the other verse also, you can read it. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Ameen, Allah sharika la. Ya Allah, my salat, my sacrifice, everything is solely only for You, O my beloved Allah. My life and my death is for You alone. You are the sustainer, nourisher of all the worlds. La sharika la. He has absolutely no partner, no associate. Wa bidhalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. With that I have been commanded. I'm the first one to submit and surrender. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu sallam, announcing to humanity and posterity. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verses 162 and 163. So everything enshrined, fulfill our duty with beauty. Where Allah speaks of udhiyah, where Allah speaks of qurbani, then Almighty Allah states, لِتُكَبِّرُ ala ma hadakum. You should glorify the name of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd wa bashir al muhsinin. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, Allah speaks of udhiyah qurbani. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give glad tidings to the muhsinin, those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. So we will slaughter, sacrifice the animals, the udhiyah, the goat, the sheep, the cow, the camel, whatever it is, in a humane manner, no stunning and no torturing the animals, and we'll read what is supposed to be read. So that is sunnah, to read the verses I read now, and to say Bismillah is compulsory, and you add Wallahu Akbar, Allah Akbar, the animal is 100% halal. So Allah Ta'ala accept all our righteous deeds, and therefore after the Eid Salat, when you meet and greet one another, my brother, so we will be inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Moses Mabida, People's Park, and then I'll meet you, you'll meet me, we will say taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Allah accept from us, may Allah accept from you. Hadith in Bayhaqi, Allama Ibn Hajar Asqalani, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. Shaykh Albani used to say rahimahullah, you will never find Ibn Hajar again in this world. Jamal. So he writes in his Fathul Bari, one of the greatest commentaries on Bukhari Sharif, that the Sahaba, the beloved companions, students of the Master alayhi salam, used to meet and greet one another, remember, with this dua on the day of Eid: Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, wallahu al-muwaffiq, Allah give tawfiq ji.
Mufti Sahab, what's your view on beef gelatin if the animal was not slaughtered by a Muslim?
Remember that this fatwa, Maulana, you know very well, our Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, you met him, you know what the great friends they were, the friends they were. Our Maulana Qasim Sema, our Maulana Abdul Razak Ismail, Rahimahullah, Allah grant them. I was in Cape Town and I heard Maulana Abdul Razak passed away. I was there in Pelican Park, you know. So I started crying that day because I remember all the things I learned personally from him, that we made dua for him there in Cape Town. Qasim Sema passed away in 2007. From here, I went for the janazah also. I went with my brother Anwar Peer, Bob Peer, you know. So we can never forget all these people. Yeah, we must remember. So why I'm giving you all this history, geography? So, you know, I was in charge of the fatawa department there in Darulum, you know, for 10 years and so forth. So anyway, so then this issue of gelatin came and so forth. So Hazrat Maulana Burhanuddin Sahib came, a person whom Hazrat Ali Alimia, Hazrat Mohan Abu Hassan Nadwi Nawarallahu Marqadahu, that he used to trust him so much on fatawa and verdict. So we invited him to Darul Uloom, and that's the time our masjid in Darul Uloom was just completed. We brought him, Osama, myself, and that we came to fetch him here in Johannesburg, Jan Smuts Airport that time. And anyway, then Mohan Osama and Hazrat Mohan Burhanuddin Sahib of Lucknow, they went to the plant and everything, and they passed the fatwa already those days. You must remember, more than 30, 32 years ago, that the gelatin is all halal and permissible, irrespective of which animal it comes from, except the swine. And if you want a bigger dalil and bigger evidence than that, go read Fatawa Darulum Zakariya, Pawa Ustad and Sheikh, you understand, Hazrat Mufti Rizaw al-Haq Sahib, Al-Mujalladu Sadis, the sixth volume. You will find an academic discussion there. So it's not from today, for more than 30 years, our fatwa is all gelatin permissible, irrespective of which animal it comes from, whether slaughtered in the prescribed halal manner or not, except the swine. Because swine and the khinzir is najasul ayn, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part, particle is impure. So that is fatwa. So that will be the verdict. Taqwa, ihtiyat, is you only use the gelatin of those animals that were slaughtered in a prescribed manner. So that is what we say, and that is what we teach, and I gave you all the references and so forth.
I was falsely accused and locked up in jail for theft. Now video evidence has cleared my name. Can I sue the people who have falsely accused me? Will this compensation be halal for me?
100%. You must remember, I don't know how many years or how many months you spent in jail. So all these people, troublemakers, mischief makers, who framed you and you landed up in jail, you should sue each one of them. You must remember, therefore, in life, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. When people want to cause you harm, read the following quickly. I'll just give you the references. Time is going. And my brother, Bonface, is waiting with the news. So Suleiman Esop will render the news at 6 o'clock sharp, inshallah. So I got 1 minute left. Read Surah 40, verse 44. When you know people want to cause you harm, وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah will protect you, as mentioned in chapter 40, verse 45. Read Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 173. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. And Surah 22, verse 78, the last line of the 17th Jews, فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Allah will protect you. Read chapter 29, verse 30, رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Oh Allah, you assist me against all these mischief makers. My fatwa in that case, sue the whole lot. You must remember that, whether it's the police minister, whether it is the police, whether it is that family or people, whole lot you sue. them. You can take them for a good ride for millions, and then that millions you send to Palestine. You got it, my brother? So the whole lot, mufatiyas, you must remember that. That is our fatwa in that case. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.